Command number 107. Don't cast your pearls before swine. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before swine. Matthew 7:6. We have already spoken of those few commands too specific and unclear of meaning to be grouped with others. Near the top of the list are surely, have salt in yourselves, and don't cast your pearls before swine. In neither case is the context illuminating. In the matter of the pearls and the swine, the verse is sandwiched between two passages whose unity are plain. The first five verses of Matthew 7 concern judging. Verses 7 through 11 concern asking, giving, and receiving. Stuck between the two, disconnected from either theme, is the curious verse quoted above. Scholars uniformly recognize that many of the Lord's sayings in the first three synoptic Gospels were organized by the three Gospelists from what was originally a compilation of random sayings of Jesus. One of these conjectured documents is known simply as Q. It is recognized as the foundational source, especially for Matthew's and Luke's Gospels. However, to incorporate the Lord's sayings into their sequential narratives, all three writers occasionally had to find places for certain statements that did not flow naturally out of what had come before. Such is probably the case here. The term dog was a common Old Testament reference to Gentiles. When the Syrophoenician woman of Mark 7, a Gentile, sought Jesus to cast a demon from her daughter, Jesus obliquely replied, "Let the children first be fed, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Mark 7:27. It is a clear reference to the children of Israel, and that he, as the bread of life, had come first to Israel. It is probable that the first half of Matthew 7:6 derives from the same or a similar incident. Yet casting pearls before swine has come to signify something far more practically significant, wasting treasures on those incapable of recognizing, using, and appreciating them for what they are. We might use the example of handing over a mansion to a poor, uneducated jungle native. Incapable of the wise stewardship required, he proceeds to trash it. Neither mansion nor native is any better in the end for the unwisely given gift. But there is a danger here. Which of us is capable of wisely judging with God's perspective who is worthy of what? Which of us is worthy ourselves for the riches God desires to bestow on us? We are all swine together in God's palaces. However, we are told that our rags will one day be replaced by white robes, and that we will be welcomed as the king's own sons and daughters. And though that day has not yet come, here we are commanded by Jesus occasionally to apply the discernment required not to cast pearls before swine. Therefore, let us be very prayerful as we judiciously apply his words. The most practical reading may point toward truth itself. Is it wise to lavish truth on those uninterested in hearing it? Is it wise to force the gospel on those who are not ready for it? Is it wise to force the imperative of the commands on one whose inner journey has not yet resulted in that tilling of the soil so necessary for the words of Jesus to strike root? Is it wise to share God's eternal mysteries with those whose beliefs are ruled by formula, dogma, and cliché? Premature eagerness to share truth may do more harm than good. We might paraphrase this command as, "Keep your powder dry, safeguard the seeds of truth until the soil is ready." The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons, third series, Justice. I will send out no theory of mine to rouse afresh little whirlwinds of dialogistic dust, mixed with dirt and straws and holy words, hiding the master in talk about him. Only eyes opened by the Sun of Righteousness, and made single by obedience, can judge even the poor moony pearl of formulated thought. Say if you will that I fear to show my opinion. Is the man a coward who will not fling his child to the wolves? What faith in this kind I will have to myself before God, till I see better reason for uttering it than I do now. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus not to cast pearls before swine. Let me not forget that truth is a sacred and holy treasure. May I treat truth with its due respect. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.